Alright, let's level up a super classic jungle and drum and bass trick, filter notch sweeps on rave stabs. Most people think filter movement and they immediately reach for a low pass and just open it up. That works, but it's also kind of the obvious move. A notch sweep is different. Instead of cutting everything above or below a point, you carve out a narrow little hole in the sound, and then you slide that hole through the spectrum. The result is motion that feels like the sound is speaking, shifting, and breathing without you having to brighten the whole stab and destroy your drum space. This is perfect on Hoover stabs, re-stabs, sampled rave chords, organ hits, anything that's got a lot of harmonics and attitude. And it's especially useful in DNB because you can create energy and movement while still leaving room for the kick, the snare crack, and your bass. Let's set up an Ableton chain you can reuse, automate fast, and resample when you get something magic. First, quick session context. Put your project somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Make an 8-bar loop to start. And please, do this with drums running, even if they're basic. A kick and a snare, maybe a break and some hats. Because notch sweeps can sound incredible solo and then absolutely fight your cymbals and snare once the groove is in. Now, choose your rave stab source. You can do this with a classic sample, which is totally authentic for jungle, or you can synth one quickly with stock Ableton. If you're using Waveedable, here's a fast, solid starting point. Pick a saw-type wave. Turn on unison in classic mode. Set the amount around 3 to 5 voices, detune around 10 to 20. Don't worry too much about Waveedable's internal filter right now. Leave it mostly open, because we're going to do the main motion with an external notch. For your MIDI pattern, think DNB rhythm. Offbeat 8th notes work. Syncopated 16th bursts work even better. Keep chords simple. 1 to 3 notes is plenty. Minor voicings are basically a cheat code for this vibe. Now build the effect chain on the stab track. Drop on an audio effect rack, and we'll stack devices in this order. First, EQ8 for pre-cleaning. Second, auto filter. This is the notch sweep core. Third, saturator for grit and density. Fourth, glue compressor for control and punch. Fifth, utility for width and final gain matching. Let's do the EQ8 first. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Pick the spot based on how busy your bass is. The goal is simple. Keep this stab out of sub and low bass territory so your actual bass line and kick own that space. If the stab feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. And if it's fizzy or overly bright, gently pull down a high shelf above 10 to 12 Hz. Don't overdo it. You're just making the stab behave so the notch sweep sounds intentional instead of messy. Now auto filter. Set the filter type to notch. This is the whole lesson right here. A notch is a moving cut, not an open slash close filter. Set resonance somewhere around 65 to 80% to start. Higher resonance makes the movement more talkative and obvious, but push it too far and you'll get that piercing whistle thing. If it starts feeling like it's stabbing you in the ear, it's not more pro, it's just too much resonance or the sweep is living in the wrong range. Set drive anywhere from 0 to 6. dB depending on how gritty you want the filter stage to feel. Turn the envelope off, and turn the LFO off. We'll do manual automation first because it's tighter and more musical in DNB. Quick coaching note before we automate. Find the snare crack lane. Loop your drums and stabs together and grab auto filter's frequency knob with your mouse. Slowly sweep it while it loops. You're listening for the moment where the stab suddenly masks the snap of the snare. That masking zone is often somewhere around 1.8 to 4.5 kHz depending on your snare, but it varies. Once you notice that zone, remember it, because when you automate, you either want the notch to move quickly through that area, or you want your peak moment of the sweep to happen just before the snare hits, not right on top of it. Next, add saturator. Put it in analog clip mode, drive it around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and then level match the output so you don't confuse louder with better. The job of this saturator is to give the stab enough harmonic density that the notch has something to bite into. A notch sweep on a dull sound can feel subtle to the point of pointless. Harmonics make the motion readable. Then glue compressor. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds so the stab still punches. Release on auto is fine, or around 0.3 seconds if you want it a bit more predictable. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Set threshold, so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're controlling, not crushing. Utility at the end. Use it to keep the stab's width under control. If it's huge and it's fighting your drums, pull width down to somewhere like 70 to 100% depending on the track. And again, level match, especially with filters. because filtering changes perceived loudness as it moves. Now for the fun part. Automation. Go to Arrangement View and hit it to show automation lanes. On the stab track, choose Auto Filter, then Frequency. Now draw a sweep over one bar or two bars. Here are a few sweep ranges that work really well in DNB. For a darker sweep that feels gritty and rollery, sweep roughly 300 Hz up to about 3000 Hz. For a brighter, more rave laser kind of vibe, 800 Hz up to 8 or even 10 kHz. For subtle movement that stays mix safe in a busy drop, 600 Hz up to about 2.5 kHz. But here's the thing, don't just pick a range and call it done. Think in range limiting. Decide a ceiling and a floor for your sweep based on the job of the stab. If it's a supporting element, keep it out of the air band so your hats stay clean. If it's the featured hook, you can let it travel higher but shorten how long it hangs out in those upper mids where harshness lives. Now choose an automation shape. Three shapes you can lean on constantly in DNB. 1. Slow rise, quick drop. This is amazing for tension. You ramp it up, then snap it back, often right on a snare or right on the downbeat. 2. An S-curve. This is the smooth, musical option. It feels like the stab is naturally morphing. 3. Stair-step shapes, especially stepping per eighth note. That gives robotic, program jungle vibes, and it locks into the grid in a satisfying way. Another timing trick that's massively important. Lead, don't chase. In fast DNB, the ear reads movement better when the transition happens slightly before the main drum accent. So try placing the steep part of your curve just a few milliseconds early, or a few ticks, before the snare. Then reset cleanly on the downbeat. It feels like intention, not like the filter is reacting late. Arrangement-wise, here's a reliable move. Keep the biggest sweep for the last two bars before a drop. During the main drop, use smaller, slower sweeps so the stab still moves but doesn't steal focus from the drums and bass. Now let's make it practical with a 16-bar mindset. Bars 1 through 8. Keep it subtle. A slow sweep around 600 Hz to 2 kHz, repeating every two bars. Bars 9 through 12. Increase movement. Widen the range a little and maybe bump resonance slightly. Bars 13 through 16. Go for the big tension sweep. Rise into the end of bar 16. And then hard reset when the next phrase starts. That hard reset is a big part of the satisfaction. And here's another pro move. Don't only automate frequency. Think in motion layers, position versus intensity. Frequency is where the movement is. Resonance and maybe a touch of drive is how pronounced it feels. If you automate resonance from, say, 60% up to 75% just during a fill, it reads like the sound got more intense without you turning up the channel fader. That's the kind of producer automation that makes loops feel arranged. Optional workflow tip if you like repeatable patterns. Clip envelopes. If you're working in session view, or you just want variations fast, put your stab pattern in a MIDI clip, open clip envelopes, and automate auto filter frequency inside the clip. Duplicate the clip and change only the envelope shape. That gives you instant call and response without rewriting the notes. Next, reverb, but the DNB safe way. Make a return track, put hybrid reverb or reverb on it. Pick plate or hall, decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy up front. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. We want vibe, not mud and fizz. After the reverb, put a compressor for ducking. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your snare or your drum bus. Ration around 4 to 1. Attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds. Release around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until the reverb breathes around the snare instead of sitting on top of it. This is one of the biggest differences between a washed-out mix and a professional DNB mix. Send your stab to that return gently, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and adjust to taste. Now, optional spicy extra, frequency shifter before saturator. This is classic rave movement. Set it to ring mod if you want more metallic, or single sideband if you want it more tonal. Fine amount around 0 to 15 Hz for subtle movement, 20 to 60 Hz for obvious topping. Then automate fine just a little, slow drift, not huge jumps. And keep your mix conservative if you're blending it in parallel, like 10 to 30%. The combination of a notch sweep plus slight frequency shifting can feel insanely alive. Advanced variation if you want something more designed. Dual notch movement. Put two auto filters in notch mode in series. Let one sweep upward slowly, and the other sweep downward or at a different rate. Keep resonance moderate on both. The interaction feels almost facer-like, but you still have more control than a typical facer. Another advanced option. Build macro scenes. Put auto filter, saturator, and a post EQ inside a rack. Map macro 1 to notch frequency, macro 2 to resonance, macro 3 to drive, macro 4 to output trim. Then automate the macros instead of diving into device lanes. Your arrangement stays clean and resampling becomes fast. Speaking of resampling, that's the DNB workflow win. Once your automation feels right, print it. Freeze and flatten the stab track, or record it into a new audio track with resampling. Then chop the best moments into eighth note or quarter note hits. Place those variations at the ends of phrases, like bar 8 or bar 16, and suddenly your track has progression without you needing 10 new synth patches. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. If it's whistling and painful, lower resonance and also consider narrowing the sweep range. Don't aggressively sweep through the 3 to 6 kHz area with high resonance unless you really mean it. If there's too much low end in the stab, high pass earlier. Notch movement plus low end equals mud. If your automation ignores the drums, it'll sound messy. Time the peaks between hits, or right before transitions. If your reverb isn't ducked, long tails will destroy punch. Duck it or shorten decay, and don't set and forget one sweep for the whole tune. Duplicate and tweak shapes every 8 or 16 bars so the listener feels evolution. Last quick gain staging checkpoint. As the notch moves, it changes the energy distribution, and that can trick you into overdriving later processors. Level match before and after auto filter so your saturator and glue settings behave consistently no matter where the notch is parked. Mini challenge to lock this in. Take one stab loop, 2 bars long, and create 3 distinct performances. Version A is smooth and subtle, mix safe. Version B is stepped and rhythmic. Version C is hold then flick. Keep the notch parked most of the bar, then do a fast flick near the end as a transition gesture. Level match all 3. This audio version is shortened for playback.